This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is a popular topic these days, on the web at large and on our blog in particular. Palin's religious views are under closer scrutiny as people try to learn more about Senator John McCain's vice presidential pick. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he's here to tell us how this issue has reverberated online. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So what's going on online?
Well, our own Farai Today wrote a post for us titled Palin's Pastor Problems. Farai writes, "How can you tell if an official is blending faith and politics? And is it always wrong, never wrong, or sometimes wrong?" So that's the essential question, right? How does Palin's faith inform her public policy? Well, here's a clip of Palin as governor addressing a crowd at the church she attended in her youth, the Wasilla Assembly of God.
"I can do my part in doing things like working really, really hard to get a natural gas pipeline, about a $30 billion project that's going to create a lot of jobs for Alaskans, and we'll have a lot of energy flowing through here, and pray about that also. I think God's will has to be done in unifying people and companies to get that gas line built, so pray for that. But I can do my job there in developing our natural resources and doing things like getting the roads paved and making sure our troopers have their cop cars and their uniforms and their guns. But really, all of that stuff doesn't do any good if the people of Alaska's heart isn't right with God."
Sarah Palin there addressing a church gathering this past June, to which a reader on our blog named Kacern wrote, "I'm disappointed every time a politician opens his or her mouth and anything remotely religious comes out. The wall between church and state should be big enough to be seen from orbit." And James McKissick, another reader, wrote, "While shocking to a portion of the public, it's exactly what the Republican base needs to see." And another reader named Jay Andrews offered this, "There are many ceilings yet to be broken at the highest levels, including that for atheists, Muslims, and Jews. It will happen eventually and will be a more tolerant and more peaceful country for it."
I know that the election is 24/7 on the blog all the time right now, and understandably so, but it's not the only thing that people are talking about. What else is on there?
Well, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice yesterday addressed a gathering of leaders from historically black colleges and universities, and both of them made news. Rice saying she wanted to see more black diplomats and more black folks at the State Department, and Clarence Thomas taking on affirmative action, calling it, quote, "a mantra that almost trumps thinking," those his words. And so folks are reacting to that.
Now, we have some other things coming up. What's in store online?
Well, today we're talking about whether or not churches should be able to campaign directly on behalf of candidates and maintain their tax-free status. And so that is one of the topics that's really popping off today.
Because right now they're not allowed to do
that. They're not allowed to, but some churches are taking the IRS to task.
All right, Jeffrey Bennett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett, the web producer for News and Notes, joining me from the studios of NPR West.